Spring deals at Ross will have you saying, it's a yes for me.
Say yes to trending looks.
Like tube tops, dad shorts, and mini skirts for less than online.
Vintage tees and beach shorts for a weekend getaway.
Save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Items and style vary by store.
It's a yes for you and your bank account.
Find your certified yes for me moment for less at Ross.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
Oh my goodness.
Speaking of goodness,
we did it again. So I'm going to let the beat drop.
What's up,
everyone?
Hello. Speaking of that, Corey.
Of goodness?
Yes, and our shows.
Oh, I love the bracelets that people.
Listen, Corey's favorite one, he wears it like often around the house, says, oh my goodness. And he's like, this is my favorite one. I'll wear it always.
I know. I'll tell you, my dad, whoever gave my dad, am I sweating? Oh, for sure.
Oh, you can't see.
You can't?
I don't think so.
I feel it. Yeah. Whoever gave my dad friendship bracelets at the Columbus show, and he said, I will never take these off. He's not. Every time I see him, he has them on. Every Wednesday we get lunch, he's got them on. We ran into him last night.
Yeah.
And
he still had them on?
He still had them on. And so
not
we went
performative.
To dinner.
That's how you know.
Not performative at all. And
incredible,
I don't
dad.
Know if you guys remember, but at one point I wished a happy birthday to Fabiana. And then I met Fabiana last night and it was so freaking cool.
I love that.
It was serendipitous.
So cute.
I found out that they play us on their fridge and I thought that was so cool.
Because they can play like Spotify on their fridge?
Yeah. It was a smart fridge. Well,
which was
information I feel like I needed because at first when her husband, I know your name, but I'm not going to say your name. When her husband was like, oh yeah, it's the lady from my fridge. I was like, why
am I on your fridge?
Picture of me on your fridge? And she goes, oh, let me explain.
No, I kind of want you. Hey, if you're listening right now, put us on your fridge.
I want you
to kind of think that would be so funny.
Like,
especially
sticky wallpaper.
All of your partners are going to be like, what the fuck is this? Who are these people?
Yeah, I want you to get contact paper with our faces on it and just put it on different appliances.
Oh my God, that'd be
in your
so
house.
Funny.
Yep.
Hey, right now. We're in Texas.
Texas,
we're there.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw, Texas. We have a show tonight, tomorrow, and Friday.
Uh-huh.
So excited. So, Texas,
I've never yeed my haw
harder. I couldn't be yeeing my haw harder. So, come
don't
to our
be
show.
A bitch and go to the show now. That's a Beyonce reference.
Is it?
Yeah. Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, ain't Texas.
Sing it.
Ain't no hold 'em.
All right.
Lay your cards down, 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 down.
Oh, hell yeah. Get in that basement. Go down the stairs.
Go down the stairs. But yeah, she says, don't be a bitch now. Take it to the floor.
Oh, and then she takes it all the way to the floor.
Mm-hmm. And so that's us saying to you, don't be a bitch and
come
to
our
show.
You fucking bitch. And put us on your fridge. Are we asking too much?
I don't think we are.
I don't think.
Come to our show. Put us on your fridge.
Yow!
Yow!
That's it.
That's it.
Two things. Twosies. Oh, guess what, everybody?
Dancing Bear. Painted Wings.
I fucking love that
Anastasia.
Movie. That is a good-ass movie.
If you were an
that
Anastasia an bitch, leave it in the comments below.
Insanely underrated movie.
Mm-hmm.
So good. That song specifically fucking gets me every time I hear it. It's like
mine
beautiful.
It is the one that Aaliyah also sang.
Really?
It's the...
Oh, you mean the other one? Yeah.
Yeah, what's there's another song in it.
I think meant she's...
Decided
yes! Yes!
Then another.
Oh!
Who knows where this road... Go.
That's a fucking banger.
Yeah, because Aaliyah adds like some fucking beat to it.
Oh yeah.
And so at the end of the movie when that song's playing, I'm like, oh my goodness.
And we're full circle.
Anyway, what were you gonna say?
I can see.
Oh yes.
So listen, everybody. If you were, I had a little live to talk about the Avatar book on my Bookstagram page. Uh-huh. And so I did tell the story, but there's actually, I fucked it up a little bit. So now I'm going to retell it. I can like actually see, it's, I feel like I'm seeing in HD. So here's what happened to me. I was sitting on the couch like I am with Jerry right now, but Corey was on the other side. Okay. Not this couch, my couch at home. Stay with me here. I know I might be going fast. So
you've got a lot on your mind.
It's a lot going on. He shows me something on his phone. He's like, isn't that crazy? And I'm like this. And he's got it right here. And he's like,
you good?
And I said, I'm going to be on it. I can't see what that is. And he's like, what? And again, my couch is a little bit bigger than this one. Yeah. So we're not this close. And I'm also sitting this way. So I'm not. But still, it's probably from your length is where I could see it. And I was like, I can't. And he's like, Sierra, that's really bad. That's bad. You drive our children around. You should be able to see
outlines of cars. Relax.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, I can see signs. He's like, can you read them? I was like, but I know what they mean.
I know where they are.
I know what the shapes are. Yeah. What they're trying to say.
I know
to
the
me.
Colors.
Yes. So relax. Although, okay. Anyways, so I haven't been to the eye doctor in 7 years. He's like, since I've known you, you haven't been to the eye doctor. And I know your eyesight has gotten worse. And also, apparently, when you get pregnant, your eyesight can get worse as well. You're supposed to go back after having a baby because it can, hormones and stuff. So I was like, well, you're definitely right. I should go back. He's like, we'll go ahead and make an appointment. I said, my eye doctor takes like 3 to 5 months to get in. And in my mind, girl math, I'm just not going to do it because 3 months is too far away. And I'm like, if I can't do it now,
what's the point
in ever doing it?
I get that.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So he goes, fine. And then immediately he's on his phone. I was like, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm making you an appointment tomorrow at LensCrafters in the mall. And I was like, stop. That's so embarrassing. He's like, it's done. It's at noon. And I was like, Corey. And he's like, "It's too- you're going. Because if not, you're going to embarrass me. So I was like, fine. I'll go. But I don't like it. And I'm not going to have a good time. So I go and I'm like, it's not going to be that bad, but at least I'll find out if I have glaucoma because I'm really afraid for some reason that that's going to be.
Can't you like see glaucoma?
They puff something into your eyes and then they can look at it. No, you're thinking cataracts.
I'm thinking cataracts. I was like, I don't see any milky shit in your eyes. No, I think you're fine.
I'm not a golden retriever. Although, do people get cataracts as well? Golden retrievers get them like the most out of any breed. I feel like retrievers.
I don't know if it's the most, but I just have had a lot of retrievers.
I've seen them with every retriever I know. They've gotten them at some point in their life.
Every retriever I've ever met, I said, hello, nice to meet you, sir. And he said, I have cataracts.
He says, I can't see shit. I'm like, fair enough. We'll talk later. So
I'm making you an appointment at LensCrafters tomorrow.
We're going to figure this out.
Mr. Me and Dog.
Well, here's something that's crazy is they could also take a picture. They like scanned my eyes, this green light. And then apparently what they did was they looked behind my eyes. So they were able to see inside my eyes. Like if you would.
Inside of you?
Yes. There, it was like you could, if I could go straight
Don't
through
do
your
to
eyes.
Just
come here. If I could like open up your eyes.
Yeah.
Your eyeball and see to the back of it. That's what they took a picture of and they showed it to me and it had all my blood vessels and shit. And they were like, these are the things we look for in like unhealthy eyes and yours look great. And I was like, this is crazy. I feel like I'm seeing something I shouldn't.
Yeah.
About borderline pornographic.
Inside of your body.
I didn't like get it.
I don't want to see inside of me.
No, I don't. Certainly not the back of my eyeballs.
I know that you like the back of my eyeballs.
Sick. So while I have my glasses on, she was like, go ahead and do the eye test. And I do my right eye and I'm like, oh, I'm squinting. But like, I can read probably the fourth one down.
Yeah.
I go to do cover my, so it's my left eye. I can't read the top one. It is like.
Your Lisa Left Eye Lopez is fucked.
Fucked up. And I was like, oh, this is embarrassing. I'm sorry. I could read the very top.
Yeah.
But like the big one.
I read the
rest of them. I was like, I actually can't see what those say at all. And she's like, really? And I was like, really? So I figure out that mine, if you know anything about contacts, you get like a negative percentage, like a negative point something. So Corey, let's say, mm-hmm. his is negative 1.75 for one eye, negative 2.5 for his other. And he has like a B restriction on his license, like can't drive without his glasses because he literally is. He's like, I can see without them. I don't like to. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't drive without them. That's for sure. Turns out my left eye went from negative 7 to negative 9.5.
This bitch is legally blind.
Negative 2.5 more. What his worst eye was what I was like raw dogging life with. in my glasses and contacts. But the thing was, when I didn't have either on, I'm actually so blind that all I see is colors, not even really shapes. It's just a lot of colors. So to me, I was like, well, this is an improvement from that. I'm probably fine. No, it's really bad. So now my eyes are negative 9.5, which that's the part I fucked up on my live. I thought it was negative 9 because that's what she told me. Mm-hmm. I just went to go order contacts and I was like, negative 9.5? It's worse than I thought. And then negative 7.75 for my other.
That's so bad.
Yikes.
What's legally blind?
I think she told me negative 12.
Okay.
So I'm pretty close. I'm getting there. Especially at the rate that they're deteriorating. It is scary a little bit.
It is scary.
But I am now honestly thinking about getting LASIK because this is like crazy. And yeah. I really can't see shit whenever I don't have my glasses or contacts on.
Do you think you'll cry?
Scary. If I would get LASIK?
Yeah, like when people who are colorblind get those glasses and they can finally see colors.
I'm not kidding. Okay, where this all came from is then when she was like, oh, before your new ones come in, I'll put these in mm-hmm. for you because I had like one left in each. And even my right eye is like 0.25 less than what it should be.
Yeah.
So I'm not full 20/20, but I'm very fucking close. Mm-hmm. And I walked outside and I called Corey and started like I was like, I can see. I feel like I'm looking in fucking HD right now.
Yeah. She walked into the office and was like, whoa.
I could see branches on trees. I honestly thought they were just supposed to be fuzzy.
She goes, wait a minute, did you cut your hair? And I was like, oh, you weren't supposed to see that.
She's like, I'm like that you can see the details.
I don't like that you can see my layers.
I see every individual layer right now. Mm-hmm.
Because yes, I cut my hair again.
So it's pretty fucking cool. I'm not going to lie. I've just been staring at things and I was like, Corey, have you noticed that this has this on it? And he's like, yeah. I was like, it's crazy, man. He's like, this is borderline sad.
It is. Well.
So anyways, all that to say, don't fucking skip out on appointments like eye doctor's appointments. I've already scheduled my bi-yearly, my second in 2 years, mm-hmm. because I'm like, I will not fucking, if I have to come back to LensCrafters, I'll come back to LensCrafters. I will get this fucking.
I pledge allegiance to LensCrafters
that's
now.
That's what I'm saying. I am updating this bitch as mm-hmm. often as I can.
Not so. Sponsored.
No,
Lens Crafters.
But like, go get your fucking eyes checked. I'm so serious about that. It's dangerous out there.
I can't wait to now watch you do things and not have your face touching the screen.
Oh, yeah. It's like from here I can see. It's so crazy. So crazy. Because that was the other thing. He said it was that I was looking at his phone I couldn't see. And then later on he walked in and I was doing like podcasty stuff for this uh-huh. episode. And I was like, this is my like nose almost touching the screen. And he was like, that's it. That's it. You're getting an appointment. You're going to like it. Okay. Where the fuck is it? Pause. Oh, hell. Okay.
Oh, hell.
Oh, hell.
Oh, that's going to really be thick in Texas.
I can't
fucking wait for the accents in Texas.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Oh, wow.
Because we have had a couple that were like in Nashville. We had a couple that were Alabama, right?
Yes. But we also had some in North Carolina.
They were good.
Carolina.
Mm-hmm. North I liked Carolina. Them. All right, so Jerry doesn't know what I'm doing today, and a lot of people don't.
There's two episodes we're doing today, and I don't know what they are.
Yeah, because we won't have time while we're on tour, so you're going to see us in the same outfit next week.
Don't I might put fucking this, say anything. I might put this sweatshirt on.
It'd be fine.
So I'm just sweating my ass off before we started.
All right, so here's the deal. Did you know that March is Women's History Month?
Yes.
Yes.
I did.
So guess what? We're going to talk about women's history.
Hell yeah. I was just talking about women's history with someone the other day. Well, I mean, we didn't announce that the conversation
was about that.
But I said someone named their child Amelia. Mm. I think they said that they don't like A names. And I was like, well, Amelia's really cute. And they were like, well, yeah, but she can never fly a plane.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, why?
And he's like, well, isn't Amelia Earhart the one who...
Yeah,
fucking flew the plane. I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's like for every Amelia, but
I think probably it's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. It's not technically about women's history, but it is a true crime-ish one. History one. So I'm going to tell you the story of the Mirabal sisters, who helped take down one of the most brutal dictatorships in all of Latin America.
Hell yeah.
You ready?
Hell yeah.
Badass women. We love to see it. Okay. We're going to start off. This is in the Dominican Republic. I might refer to it as DR because that's a lot to say. We'll see.
Yeah.
And the time period, we're around 1930. Think right after the First World War. Okay.
Okay.
In that time period, going back a little bit, the America was, we'd be colonizing, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we were.
Yeah. There's nothing about white people, we'd be colonizing.
You know how America likes to do that thing where they're like, oh, you're a country that needs me to help you set up a democracy. I'm going to do that for you. What a nice guy I am. That's what we were doing in the Dominican Republic.
Got
and
it.
If you don't know, the DR is a Caribbean island. It's next to Cuba, borders Haiti. Close to the Bahamas. It's all in that area.
Okay.
Okay. So that's where we're at. But it's pretty large.
Okay.
As opposed to all of those. Mm-hmm. So they set up this, they do their first election.
Okay.
Right. For their president. President Horacio Vazquez.
Okay.
I might butcher some of these names and I apologize so fucking bad, but yeah. I'm going to do my best. And almost immediately he is overthrown. They just, a group of rebels overthrow his presidency.
They're like, matter of fact, no.
Yeah.
You're not in charge.
So leading that, or a big part of it, is somebody by the name of, what are you going to do now?
I feel like I just gave birth to myself.
At a girl.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors. One of my favorite notifications that I get every single week is from Rocket Money, because they tell me, hey, guess what? You spent less money than you'd usually do because you're being a smarter freaking spender.
I love that. It makes me feel like I just had such a pat on the back.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%, which honestly, in this economy, so helpful.
You know what else they negotiate?
What?
Refunds. They're like, hey, you actually weren't using this for so long and now you want to cancel it because you forgot that it was happening. Let me ask them to give you your money back.
That's incredible.
I'm like, thanks.
Yes.
Thanks, Dad.
I actually do need that. I need that back, please.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving their members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So all you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll even deal with customer service for you, which is honestly so helpful because if I have to deal with somebody over the phone on customer service, I just won't do it.
I'm
you can have my
it.
Money forever, I guess.
Stop wasting money on things that you don't use.
Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/ladies.
That's rocketmoney.com/ladies.
Rocketmoney.com/ladies.
Springtime vibes are in the air. You know what I don't want in the air? The smell of a litter box.
That's so true. I could use less of my cat's poopy in my house
and more of the scent of beautiful flowers.
That's the truth.
And what helps you do that?
Pretty Litter.
Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
And when we say that there's no odor, I'm not kidding. Truly, you cannot even tell that my litter box is downstairs. We've had people sit down in my basement and eat beside it and not realize that a cat was shitting just a minute before in there. Also, Pretty Litter's crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door.
Oh,
I know
gosh.
That because when I go to Sierra's, there it is. Every
it's
month.
So nice. It's so nice. I don't like to have to go to the store, get a huge bag, lug it around in my cart, and then have to take it out to my car. I'm a dainty little lady. I can't be doing that.
You bring it straight to me, mail person.
I love it.
Go to prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
prettylitter.com/tangents. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Are you one of those people who thinks that they don't have time to prioritize themselves and their wellness?
Yes, that's me 100%.
Well, Alo Moves is here to change that whole mindset.
And listen, it literally has. The app makes it easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. So yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so, so much more. It's amazing.
Whether you are a beginner or you're more advanced, they have all different kinds of classes so you can show up at whatever level you're at and not feel bad about yourself when it maybe is too hard.
Truly. And honestly, I did beginner's yoga and it was way too hard for me. Crazy the beginner's mm-hmm. yoga was, but I was just not flexible at all. So I realized that Alo Moves had stretching classes, mm-hmm. flexibility courses you could take. And that has helped me so, so much in like getting to where I feel like I'm finally strong enough and flexible enough to do the beginning yoga classes.
Did you know that breathing is also a big thing in working out?
Breath work is important.
Freaking instructors will be like, and breathe. And I'm like, whenever they tell me that, I forget how to breathe. But thankfully, you can also find classes for stress relief, meditations, affirmations, stuff that's going to help you when an instructor is telling you to freaking breathe.
And I'll tell you what, sometimes after a really intense workout, my body and my mind maybe might be feeling a little stressed. So it's nice to afterwards take a mindfulness class and be able to reflect on like, how do I feel? I know my body's going through it right now, but like, was it all worth it?
Was it worth it? Let me work it.
And I do every time. It's amazing.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves.
Go to alomoves.com now and use code TANGENTS20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's alomoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
alomoves.com, code TANGENTS20. All right. So his name, this general in the military that okay. is helping to overthrow. His name is Rafael Trujillo. And so basically, while that's happening, he holds his troops back and says that he's maintaining neutrality. Okay. But the whole time he's okay. plotting. He wants to be in charge.
He'd be plotting.
Right. While it happens, he creates a secret police force with some of these people in this military.
Right.
Okay. Is this sounding familiar?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody in Germany was cheating off another test.
Yeah. Yeah. So he creates a secret police force that he then uses to eliminate his political rivals who are also trying to be president,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
by either intimidation or assassinating them.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Just a casual assassination.
So he rigs this in that way, but then yep. guess what? He wins it. Surprise, wins a rigged election in 1930, but he's basically unchallenged. And so this ushers in an era that's the era of Trujillo.
Okay.
One of the cruelest dictators in history. He also goes by the name, they call him El Jefe, which is the boss, or El Chivo, which is the goat. Don't ask me why, if he wants to.
Well, now it makes me feel weird that there's a restaurant called El Jefe.
Yeah, well, actually, one of the restaurant owners I used to work for, everybody in the restaurant, because there was a Spanish-speaking person there that uh-huh. called him El Jefe, so, like, everybody there started calling him Jefe. Like, uh-huh. it was just a...
Yeah.
It just means the boss, but demanded people call him that. He was fucking weird. Wait till I tell you some of the shit.
There's some fucking power-hungry men that I...
Mm-hmm.
But at some type of way about.
But at the same time, then he was so good at convincing people that he was also good. So like,
well,
here's something.
Well, that's what they do, isn't it?
Isn't it? So here's something that happened. So within months of taking over the presidency, the capital city of Santo Domingo was destroyed by a hurricane that okay. rips through. And so around 2,000 people during that time were killed.
Oof.
And everything is destroyed. Okay. So Trujillo responded by placing the country under martial law, and then he quickly begins clearing the debris and rebuilding the city. Everybody's okay. like, incredible. Thank you so much. 6 years later, he renamed that city and the capital after himself in his honor. You know what I'm saying?
I so did it's such shit a like good that. Job.
Yeah. Along with thousands of other streets, monuments, and landmarks throughout the country. Oh, by the way, heavy trigger warning before I get into all of this stuff. We're going to do trigger warnings for gendered violence, trigger warnings for racial violence, trigger warnings for rape, and none of those I'm going to go heavily into, but just know that there are elements of that here. So he also has been known to be a rapey raper.
Mm-hmm. That's probably more words than YouTube will allow us to say and monetize the episode.
Let's go ahead and take that part out. We're going to say he was also known to be a serial rapist. He had
that's better.
There
that's
you go. Thanks, that's YouTube. Just the truth.
Yeah.
He had these so-called beauty scouts, quote unquote, that he would send along the Dominican countryside to kidnap attractive young women, often very young, and bring them back to his home. So this happened so often that families began to learn to hide their young girls and women when he would come through their town.
Oh.
Like, be traveling through. Disgusting, okay? Another thing he did that was absolutely horrific, was he had issues with the neighboring country of Haiti. And so he feared the darkening of Dominican people, right? Fucking piece of shit.
Oh my God.
So he would publicly promote anti-Haitian sentiments. And then in October 1937, in an incident known as the Parsley Massacre, he ordered the slaughter of an estimated 20,000 Haitians. And he did it in a way that he asked his military to use machetes so that they wouldn't know it was a military, that it was the military who did it. A real piece of shit, this guy. Horrible. And that's just like small, not small, obviously, but like,
right.
The larger things that he did. The smaller
those
things
are just
were
like the
all,
cliff notes. His highlight reel,
that's
if you
it.
Will.
That's it. Because the other things, I mean, he would use a network of spies that censored the press, and they would threaten to kill or torture anyone who tried to stand against him. And then he would orchestrate accidents or, quote, suicides to people who did publicly speak out against him. So he was just...
It really is giving Hitler 1.0.
It really is. Okay, so enough about that piece of shit for a minute. We're going to talk now about the Mirabal family.
Got it.
Okay? So the Mirabal family consists of the parents, Enrique Mirabal Fernandez and Mercedes Reyes Camilo. They're landowners in this area of Hoja de Agua.
Okay.
And they own a farm, and also they're business owners. So they have this big farm in this village, but they also own a general store and a coffee mill. So they're pretty,
pretty
established, this family, by the way. This is like another thing that he fucking did. He demanded that every household in the Dominican Republic had a picture of him in it, and you would get in trouble if you didn't. The Mirabal family was like, "Fuck you!
Yeah,
I'm not putting your picture up." But
not
that was just
single
like
building we have.
A little fucking just the little pieces you can see into him. Yeah. It's like, what a narcissist you
yes.
are, you fucking crazy person. So, on February 27th, mm-hmm. these two, 1924, they have their first child. Patria is her name. Then on March 1st, 1925, back-to-back babies, they welcome their second daughter, Dede, is what she goes by.
Aww.
March 12th, 1926, they have their third daughter, Minerva, and then their youngest daughter, Maria Teresa, was born October 15th, 1935. Okay? So pretty close, but then the last one was like 10 years after.
Yep. Girl dad.
Yes. And they're all super close, like very, very tight-knit family. Very loving with all of them. The girls are all very high. They're very intelligent, but also highly creative. They love to paint. They love to draw. They love to make art together. After school, they go to a Catholic boarding school because their parents were very into like wanting to give them a higher education. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't something that was common for women.
Right.
Then.
Right.
There, at least.
I would say probably anywhere.
I agree. Yeah, you're probably correct. So after the Catholic boarding school, the girls would either decide that they wanted to go higher, so like a college type of thing, or they would get married and have children. So Patria gets married first, followed by Dede, but then Minerva decides she wants to go to law school.
Wow.
She has a love for politics, and she loves fighting for what's right. So even though her parents kind of push back on the idea of her going to law school because
they're probably scared.
They're scared for her safety 100%. Yeah. And also they're like, I don't know if they're going to allow you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes and she gets into it, and she actually does amazing. She becomes the first woman to graduate from law school in the Dominican Republic, graduating at the top of her class.
I have chills.
I know.
And I kind of want to cry.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen more as this goes on. Maria Teresa, the youngest, really admired Minerva, like, incredibly. So she follows in her footsteps, chooses to go to a higher up school, and she furthers her education, studying mathematics, and does very well. So eventually, all four of the sisters then get married. And
why
they
do
start
I feel like
families.
They're parents right now? And I'm just like so proud.
So proud.
Yes.
Dude. They're incredible. Okay, so that's a little bit of backstory. Now we're going to take you to 1949, okay? Trejo takes a special interest in this family because they're kind of a social elite.
Yeah.
And he would do these things where he would throw parties all the time and like bring the people who were like the social elite.
Who.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To the parties. Now, here's a fucking weird thing that he did was he would imprison anybody who left the party. There was like a law, a protocol that you were not allowed to leave a party before he did. And you would be thrown in jail if you
did. I would be in jail forever.
So fucking fast.
I would be in jail so fucking fast.
There's no way you're outlasting that.
No.
So
I will weekend in Bernie's myself and just fall asleep with sunglasses
exactly.
on inside. You're going to need to make another protocol for me because I will fall asleep on this dance floor
like,
and not
I can't
give a
help
fuck.
It. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. So not only, by the way, are they like social elite. They're big in the business and world and all of that. But they have three at this point, girls who are not married. Mm-hmm. So Patria at this point is the only one who is married. They've got three good looking younger girls. So, of course, he's like, I want you guys to come. Yeah.
Yuck.
Disgusting. And because you can't. When he invites you, you can't say no.
Right.
They go.
And then you can't leave.
Reluctantly. Yeah. They decide, okay, we'll go. So after a bit of going there and like just hanging out, schmoozing.
Yep.
He sets his sights on Minerva. She is said to be the most outgoing of them. And she was obviously very, very intelligent. And she was also very political and headstrong. So I think that that's probably something he was interested in.
Yeah.
And maybe a bit intimidated by.
So he's like, I need to control her because if not, that might be a problem for me.
Exactly. So he asks her to dance and she can't say no again. So she does it. Now, this part is it's kind of unclear what happens. I read a lot of different things, but I will say. So right now, I'll just say this is a rumor.
Yes.
This is the one that I read the most or saw the most. That he asks her to dance. While dancing, they begin to argue. Some rumors even saying that she slaps him across the face, probably because he was trying to advance on
yes.
her in some way. But the thing that was the common theme was that she very publicly rejects him mm-hmm. at this party in front of all of these people. And because of that, he then becomes fixated on getting revenge on this family, but especially Minerva. So right after, their father mm-hmm. ended up leaving. But he writes a letter after he hears about this apologizing on their behalf. And then Trejo was like, oh, you fucking actually left early? Straight to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Puts him in prison. Okay. For the crime.
Straight to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $20.
Literally. For the crime of leaving the party early, which is fucking insane. Minerva.
What a crime, honestly. Like that. I'm sorry to keep cutting you off, but what a title for a crime.
Well, I'm saying that
he's
like.
He's being charged for leaving the party early.
There's big parts where you can look at dictators and be like, yeah, I know you're bad. You slaughtered 20,000 people and you're a serial rapist. You're an obvious piece of shit. But
yeah.
then there's these little bits where you're like, oh, and you're fucking crazy.
Yes.
And you're crazy.
Yes.
And you're a narcissist because what is even the power
the
trip?
Yes.
It's just a power trip.
It's just
it's
to get
all
off
about
on the power.
Control.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about look what I can make you do. And I have the power to do it. Mm-hmm. So. It's
and
disgusting.
I'll tell you what, when a woman takes that back,
yeah, it's
it really
good.
Pisses him off.
It really does. And that's, I mean, he is literally now fixated on her. So he puts her and her mom on house arrest and keeps them in a nearby hotel until she agrees to meet with him. So he makes the thing. He calls her up. You have to meet with me. When they meet up, he tries to tell her, hey, I'll let your dad out of prison, but you have to have sex with me first. Mm-hmm. So she says no.
Yeah.
Because she's like, fuck you.
I'm sure my dad would rot.
Yes.
He would rather rot than
yeah.
have me do that.
And of course, because this is, again, what happens with shitty people, men, all of the things, is he eventually lets him go because it was just a bluff. He just wanted to
yeah.
fucking. But the unfortunate thing is that after he eventually lets the dad out, not long after, their dad ends up passing away. So whether it's from being imprisoned or what. It's just really upsetting that, like,
aww.
He lost that time because of something so
yeah.
fucking weird and petty. So not only that, now Trejo begins this smear campaign against this family. So he's convincing people not to do business with them. And this causes a ripple effect that ends up basically making the family lose almost their entire fortune. Not to mention that the patriarch is now passed away. So it's just the women in this family working together. The sisters, especially Minerva, believe that the dictatorship was ruining the country, and for good reason, obviously.
Because it was.
But also because he was ruining their lives personally.
Right.
At this point, Minerva had gone. She'd practiced law. She had graduated top of her class. She gets out to start, and he bans her from practicing law anywhere in the country. Just being a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
So.
Petty.
Yeah.
You have a whole country you can control, and you are fixated on this one family because she rejected you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about your fucking hurt ego. So because of all of these things and more, the sisters and their husbands start to participate in the resistance movement. Because, of course, there is one going on, as there normally is when there's a leader that's this horrible. So they're trying to work with the resistance in an effort to bring down this regime. Day-Day is the only sister who isn't an active participant, but mostly because I've read a couple things, and I think a lot of it was her husband didn't want her to, and he might have been either a little controlling, or he was just, like, fearing for her safety, which is very valid. It was really dangerous what they were doing. However, she's still very close with her sisters and even goes as far as to watch their children for them while their sisters, her sisters, are attending all the political
meetings. Well, in a way, you're still helping.
Because these meetings are very dangerous, super secretive, and you don't want to bring a bunch of little kids there. So, like, it's important that they get to go with their spouses who are also very active in it. So, yeah, she definitely was still helping in a very big way. Yeah. In January 1960, the sisters participate in the creation and organization of the June 14th Revolutionary Movement. So this movement is named after the date of a failed uprising against Trujillo in 1959, the year prior. The sisters, along with the other members of the group, work on making and distributing pamphlets that showcase the true horrors of his regime. Because the thing is, with these dictatorships, so easy for people to say, like, why wasn't this being stopped? But there's so much propaganda that is used to convince people that he's a good guy, that he's doing the right things. And it's not like we didn't have, there was no internet, there was no... So, sorry, we lost the site there. But also I want to say, because I forgot to say it at the beginning, that all of these, I'm going to send Jerry, obviously. These are not my, I didn't do this research, obviously, on my own. So everything that I use to put this all together, we're going to link in the show notes. So just, if you want to do further research, because it's fucking awesome and crazy, please feel free to do so. Anyways, here we go. So they're distributing these pamphlets that showcase these horrors because obviously it's hard for people who didn't have, like, outside of word of mouth, which you're not really
allowed to do. And it's kind of risky.
It's very risky because people are getting arrested left and right and potentially killed.
And you don't even know who is potentially, like, on his side or is could reveal that you are a part of the resistance.
Yeah, not to mention, like we said, with the media, he's got his hands on the media as well. So he is
so many
harassing
fingers, so many pies.
So many fingers, so many pies. He's harassing them, he's threatening them, he is assassinating some of them. So, like, it's very scary, and they're all just saying, like, no, he's a totally great guy until this resistance movement, which is why, like, it might not seem like a lot, but passing and distributing these pamphlets is so fucking dangerous, one. But it's also so helpful in a way that it can open people's eyes to be like, I thought something was a little off. Now I know for sure.
And I think that that's important to acknowledge because there are still actively situations like what's happening in Palestine.
Yes.
Where it's a little murky and things aren't adding up, but there is a very obvious support for one side.
Yes.
And a very obvious quieting
of
another.
The other. Yes.
So it's important to look back at history and see, yeah, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And it's okay to want to learn more and look into more. And that's not a bad thing.
Exactly. So. On top of that, they also start stockpiling weapons for when they do want to overthrow, because that is kind of something that they're putting in the works.
Right.
And they even go as far as making makeshift bombs while they're sitting together at Patria's kitchen table. Just fucking badass.
Fucking badass.
So also during this time within this group, they develop the nickname Las Mariposas, which is the butterflies.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Is that... No, you're thinking of...
No. I'm thinking of... I'm thinking of...
There's a movie.
Well, I'm thinking about Mirabelle.
Yeah.
Who is the main character
of
that movie.
Yep.
And then the butterflies are a huge part.
Yeah.
And like...
I bet that there is a
parallel.
Yeah.
Or they gathered like inspiration, because it really does sound like
very similar.
Yeah.
Definitely similar
themes.
Yeah. So during this time, they hatch a plan to assassinate Trejo while he's traveling to a nearby fair. So basically, I think that they were going to put a bomb either in a car near him or somehow they were going to bomb this area, and that was their plan. Unfortunately, the day before their plan, they are all caught and arrested.
Fuck.
Patria is not arrested. However, her home is burned to the ground. Minerva and Maria Teresa, along with all three women's husbands, are arrested and put in jail. Also, going again, same timesies. At this time, cracks are beginning to form within Trujillo's regime, right? So basically what happened was, after discovering that the Venezuelan government was plotting to undermine his regime because they were like, there's some fuck shit.
Yeah.
Venezuela is also pretty
close
to that. He retaliated by sending agents to assassinate the president of Venezuela with a car bomb in 1960. The bomb goes off, explodes, kills two people, but the president survived, but with injuries.
Yeah.
So all of these people now know what happened. They know who did it. News of the failed assassination attempt infuriated all these world leaders and prompted the Organization of American States, the OAS, to dissolve diplomatic ties and impose economic sanctions on the Dominican Republic. So now he has leaders around the world
who are paying attention to him,
speaking out against him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also his people are starting to lose support as well, because they're hearing like, why the fuck would you? Why would you put us in this position? Basically.
Yes.
For what?
Mm-hmm.
For your ego again?
Mm-hmm.
It's enough. So.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapists can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
Do you want to upgrade your wardrobe with luxurious essentials at unbeatable prices?
You know I do.
Well, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within a budget that your wallet won't cry about.
I love that. And you have options like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part is that all of Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands that are going to sell you the same thing.
It's so nice. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and we love that. Here's the thing, too, that I think you don't realize until you've had less quality garments.
Mm.
You need something that's going to get some wear and tear. I want something that's going to last, especially because if I'm buying it, it's because I like it. I like how it looks on me. You know me, I wear my staple pieces constantly. And if they get in the washing machine twice, mm-hmm. falling apart.
Is it really saving you money if you have to buy a bunch?
That's what I'm saying.
With Quince, you don't have to. And they cut out the middleman, and that's how they pass the savings on to you.
So indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/tangents for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/tangents to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/tangents.
He decides, okay, I'm going to release the Mirabelle sisters because he wants to try to win over, like he says, it's a gesture of goodwill. And so he's trying to win over some of the supporters that he lost during that whole shit, right? But he keeps their husbands in jail. And not only
performative.
It's so performative. And you want to know why? Because it gets pettier. Not only does he keep their husbands in prison, but he actually transfers the husbands to a farther away, like really far away prison that is so difficult for the women to get to because it's like isolated. You have to go on this like really dangerous mountainy thing, and you need state's approval to even be able to visit it. Mm-hmm. So it's like all these fucking hoops they have to jump through now to even visit their husbands, you know? Mm-hmm. So you're just being a fucking petty dick
and isolating them.
Yes. On November 2nd, 1960, this is just a funny little thing that I put in here because it made me laugh. He quotes, this is a quote that we get from him on November 2nd. He remarks that he only has, quote, two problems left, the Catholic Church and the Mirabelle sisters, end quote.
I love that.
Isn't that fucking kind of sick?
That is like, so sick.
How in your head are they? Like,
yeah,
they
I'm living rent-free in
your head.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm as much of a, that's, I aspire to be as much of a problem as the Catholic Church.
I'm saying 100%. Especially to a person that fucking horrible. If I'm that big of a problem to you, I'm doing the right thing.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
That gives me feminine rage.
Fuels you, right? Yeah. Well, keep that because you're going to need it. Here we go. About 2-3 weeks later, on November 25th, the women decide to go visit their husbands, right? Uh-huh. So they have to take a pretty long trek and they can't drive themselves. So they ended up finding someone to drive them because the drive is very long, very dangerous. They have to cross this isolated mountain pass. And so a man named Rufino de la Cruz agrees to take the woman to the prison in his Jeep to visit their husbands. Mm-hmm. They make it there, they visit with their husbands, and then they begin their trip back home. Now, at this point, they start to believe that someone might be following them. And eventually, their Jeep is ambushed by secret police who have set a trap and been waiting for them because they know that they're going because they had to ask state's permission.
Yep.
So they knew they were going to be there. They set up. They were waiting. They all get captured. But Patria, in the scuffle, ends up getting, she, like, gets free.
Uh-huh.
She runs, and she flags down a passing car. She tells them what's happening. She's begging them to let the rest of her family know. Like, please tell them what's going on here. Please get us help. The driver speeds off, though, after a member of the police shows up there and threatens to kill him if he doesn't keep quiet about what he's seen.
Eesh.
So he speeds away, and then Patria is recaptured. At this time, they begin beating Rufino, and they end up killing him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sisters are put in a different car, taken to a sugarcane grove, and separated. And this is also something, I didn't put it in here, but I did read it, so it was, like, broke my heart. There are some statements that say that, like, while they were separated, they were still yelling to each other to reassure each other, to say they're still there. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Like, just being there for each other.
That's heartbreaking.
So heartbreaking. I cannot even fucking imagine.
Marco.
Oh, Polo. One by one, then, the sisters are kind of interrogated, beaten, and then eventually all three are strangled to death. Mm-hmm. Their bodies are then taken back to the car to where Rufino is. They strap them back into the car, and then they roll the car off the side of the mountain in an attempt to make it look like everyone was killed in a car accident. Sorry, there's no good way to drop that news.
Certainly
isn't. I'm so sorry. The car, though, is eventually discovered. And at this point, word begins to spread because I think the person who saw them might have said something. Right. And also when they got the bodies from the car, autopsies, there are very noticeable marks that these right. people have been strangled.
Yeah,
it's
you don't
pretty
normally...
easy to tell if you've been strangled. And you don't get that if you fall in a car accident.
Right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
those
right.
types of marks. So word begins to spread that there probably was something else happened here. And
foul
because
play.
Everybody knows who their biggest enemy is, it doesn't take long for word to get around about what probably actually happened. At their funeral as well, their last remaining sister, Day-Day, has to be dragged away from the cemetery. She's so distraught.
Oh, fuck.
So fucking horrible. So... because now everybody is starting to know that the Mirabal sisters, also known as the Butterflies, were targeted, stalked, and murdered on orders from Trujillo, they instantly become martyrs to the revolutionary cause, and they help solidify the resistance, both at home and abroad. Because here's a quote. It says, "Killing women was just beyond what people could stomach, and that catalyzed a lot of people to become more active in the movement."
I have chills everywhere right now.
Especially because Trujillo had painted himself as a champion of women and mothers. And these are young women. Maria
mothers.
Teresa was 24 years old. And they were all mothers. So he even went as far as granting full female suffrage in 1942 and sending one of the first female delegates from any country to the United Nations in 1945. So again, all performative things, because it says, yep. quote, he... toted these things and said they were an element of his progressivism. So this failure to protect women and going against this kind of maternal politics was a serious blow. So you're outing yourself that not only are you going so far as to not do what you say, but you're actively murdering mm-hmm. these mothers for going to, I mean, for yes, they were standing up against you, but Jesus Christ.
Right.
You murdered them for going to visit their husbands.
Uh-huh. When you play me, you play yourself.
Mm-hmm. So killing these young women only helped to turn the country against the dictator even farther.
Hell yeah.
Just 6 months after the attack, on May 30th, 1961, seven assassins, including former members of the armed forces, ambushed Trujillo's limousine along a coastal highway and killed him.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Though his death did not immediately bring democracy to the Dominican Republic, the country did not return to the level of brutal repression experienced during his reign. And eventually, after the 1970s, they were able to have democracy again.
Mm-hmm.
In 1962, the men who killed the Mirabal sisters are finally arrested and convicted of the murders. However, they escaped from prison in 1965 and were never caught. Okay, but there is good. There
they
is good
be
that
dead,
comes
though,
from
right?
this. You would fucking hope.
They gotta be dead.
I hope. There's at the very least, they're old as shit.
Yeah. And they can't run as fast, no. and we will find them.
Yes. So there is good that came from this. Day-Day made it her life's goal to keep her sister's memories alive after their deaths to tell their story.
Aww.
She ends up.
Who dies? Who tells your story?
The way that I read that out loud, whenever I was like typing this out, I was like. She ends up raising her sister's six children as her own, along with her own kids. And their mom obviously helps her. One of those children being Minow Tavares Mirabal, who was Minerva's daughter, who has served as deputy for the National District in the lower house of the Dominican Congress since 2002 and was a deputy foreign minister from 1996 to 2000. One of Day-Day's own three children, Jaime David Fernandez Mirabal, was the Minister for Environment and Natural Resources and a former vice president of the Dominican Republic from 1996 to 2000.
Hell
so these
yeah.
people were like, we're going to get in here and we're going to fucking...
Yeah. We're going to right these wrongs.
Yes.
I have tears like in my eyes.
I know. Day-Day goes on to create the Mirabal Sisters Foundation and the Mirabal Sisters Museum in honor of her sisters in the early 1990s. And she also writes a book called Alive in Their Garden about them and their work.
I can't do this.
I know.
Ugh.
Okay, here it gets. There's more.
Fuck.
And then I'm almost done.
Can I tell you, butterflies are a thing right now. Butterflies are a thing for me right now. I keep seeing them. There was a song. I posted it with the photo where I thanked people for reaching out. There's a song. It says, you're not falling apart. You're just shaping, growing yes. wings like a butterfly.
Yes.
And like I've seen.
It's very transformative. I feel like that's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. And so what you like need right now, when, I feel.
When you said that they were called the butterflies, I was like, oh.
I know. All right, on December 17th, 1999, the United Nations General Assembly designated November 25th, the day of their deaths, as the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, in honor of the sisters. It marks the beginning of a 16-day period of activism against gender violence, and the last day of that period, December 10th, is International Human Rights Day. I know!
Fuck.
This part's can't get me. Regarding her part in their sister's legacy, Day-Day says, quote, I can say I have done my duty for my homeland. I can say I have raised an honest family. She ended up dying in 2014 at 88 years old of natural causes. Her. And this is the last thing I'll say.
Okay.
When talking about the dangers of opposing the Trujillo regime, Minerva was once quoted as saying, quote, if they kill me, I shall reach my arms out of the grave and I shall be stronger.
Damn.
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 And she was right, because that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, it is with her daughter.
Yeah.
God damn.
So that is the incredible, incredible, incredible story of the Mirabal sisters and how they helped transform the history of the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
And it's just really.
That's incredible.
It's incredible. It makes me so. When I was explaining this to Corey, he's like, why the fuck don't we hear about these things? And I was like, I know. This is what I wanted to do with the podcast, was little snippets of these. It's like people. I'm sure that if you're from the Dominican Republic, I'm sure that they do celebrate.
Well,
like, obviously.
I'm curious to know if this is something that you're taught.
I would assume, because it's such a big part of their history.
Right.
That whole regime. But it is.
Are we shocked that in America we don't hear about powerful brown women?
Isn't it? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or even the bad. Like, how are we not hearing about that dictatorship?
Right.
I guess it is in such the same time as.
But why can't we also learn about that?
We probably should learn about both, I would think.
Yeah.
Because, again, you only repeat the history that you don't learn. From,
right.
You know what
right.
I mean? So shit, everybody. I don't know if you'd like a palate cleanser or...
I don't know that we have one.
I hope that you learned something. I hope that you feel something from that. I know that it touched me in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And I hope you liked it, because I'm not going to lie to you. Our next episode, I was going to put also a lot of effort in. And I was like, I just fully poured myself into this
and
week.
I can't.
So... yeah, I just hope I did him justice, because it's such a beautiful, amazing story. And
yeah.
It's so sad that sometimes it takes something as horrific as losing your life for change to happen. And
mm-hmm.
I know, though, just from learning about them, that if that was to happen, they would have wanted their deaths mm-hmm. to be meaningful in that way. So,
and I know from having friends who are experiencing incredible injustices,
mm-hmm.
how quickly they are willing to give their life
for their country,
for their country,
homeland,
their
yes.
heritage. Like,
yes.
And so I have never been in a position where I would need to.
Yes.
And so I don't know. This is kind of like the bystander
effect.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know if I was ever in this situation, if I would have the fucking balls.
You gotta hope that you would. I hope that I would. It is so hard to say for sure.
Right. I hope that I would too. But how the fuck could I even?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
we've
never been in a position like, yes, as women, we've dealt with some kind of prejudice, but like not to the level of fucking people in the Dominican Republic, or
exactly.
people in the Middle East, people, black people, like,
yeah,
minorities in general, just like, there's no fucking way.
Right.
And so when I see people, when I hear about people who say, like, if they kill me, I'm going to, like, reach from my fucking grave and come back stronger.
Yes.
I believe.
Yes.
I believe that.
Yeah. There is power in that statement, and I believe in that power and that energy that it will happen.
And the energy is it, because energy lives on beyond your physical form.
Exactly.
And knowing that that was something that she said, hey, go ahead, put me in the ground, but understand
what's going to happen.
You're not
going
to keep me there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that I would be that person.
Yeah.
And I hope that I could always like push myself to be in that position. And there's been times in my life where I've said in my personal life, like, if I lose it all.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I promise you,
I'm standing firm in my convictions and what I'm firm and doing the right
thing.
You
won't keep me down.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
Yep.
But that's when I'm thinking about my kids.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
How you transfer like that kind of passion mm-hmm. to something larger than yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
And hearing about people who do mm-hmm. is really fucking inspiring.
It is, man. It like, I'm not trying to be dramatic, but like doing these, when I do them, it like changes me a little bit because I feel like a part of like, there's bigger things out there. You know what I mean?
Well, you're a part of her reach.
Yeah.
Like she reached back out from the grave and you now get to be a part of it by sharing that story.
Man. Yeah.
It's cool.
It is cool. It's going to make me emotional.
It's going to make me emote.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed, everybody. Yeah. Next week will be a little... We're going to do next week here in like an hour.
Yeah.
So
we got to eat first.
Just know that. But it'll probably be a lot more lighthearted. So,
yeah.
I just wanted everybody to remember that women are fucking kick ass.
Yeah,
hell yeah. Women. Women's history. Let's fucking remember it. Let's fucking talk about it, because it's important and it needs to be known.
Yeah.
hey,
that's that on the Mirrorball Sisters, everybody. We love you so much, and thanks for hanging out. We'll see you next week.
All right,
we're out.
Goodbye.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.